Chapter 29. Will I miss the cigarette? No. Once that little nicotine monster is dead and your body stops craving nicotine, any remaining brainwashing will vanish, and you will find that you will be both physically and mentally better equipped not only to cope with the stresses and strains of life, but to enjoy the good times to the full. There is only one danger, and that is the influence of people who are still smoking. The other man's grass is always greener, is commonplace in many aspects of our lives, and is easily understandable. Why is it in the case of smoking, where the disadvantages are so enormous as compared with even the illusory advantages, that ex-smokers tend to envy the smoker? With all the brainwashing of our childhood, it's quite understandable that we fall into the trap. Why is it that once we realize what a mug's game it is, and many of us manage to kick the habit, we walk straight back into the same trap? It is the influence of smokers. It usually happens on social occasions, particularly after a meal. The smoker lights up and the ex-smoker has a pang. This is indeed a curious anomaly, particularly if you consider this piece of market research. Not only is every non-smoker in the world happy to be a non-smoker, but every smoker in the world, even with his warped, addicted, brainwashed mind suffering the delusion that he enjoys it or it relaxes him, wishes he had never become hooked in the first place. So why do some ex-smokers envy the smoker on these occasions? There are two reasons. One, just one cigarette. Remember, it doesn't exist. Stop seeing that isolated occasion and start looking at it from the point of view of the smoker. You may be envying him, but he doesn't approve of himself. He envies you. Start observing other smokers. They can be the most powerful boost of all to help you off it. Notice how quickly the cigarette burns, how quickly the smoker has to light up another. Notice particularly that not only is he not aware that he is smoking the cigarette, but even the lighting up appears to be automatic. Remember, he is not enjoying it. It's just that he cannot enjoy himself without it. Particularly, remember that when he leaves your company, he's going to have to go on smoking. The next morning, when he wakes up with a chest like a cesspit, he's going to have to carry on choking himself. The next budget day, the next time he has a pain in the chest, the next national no-smoking day, the next time he inadvertently sees the government health warning, the next time there is a cancer scare, the next time he is in church, on a tube train, visiting a hospital, library, dentist, doctor, supermarket, the next time he's in the company of a non-smoker, he has to continue this lifetime chain of paying through the nose just for the privilege of destroying himself physically and mentally. He is facing a lifetime of filth, bad breath, stained teeth, a lifetime of slavery, a lifetime of destroying himself, a lifetime of black shadows at the back of his mind. And all of this to achieve what purpose? The illusion of trying to get back to the state he was in before he became hooked in the first place. 2. The second reason why some ex-smokers have pangs on these occasions is because the smoker is doing something. In other words, smoking a cigarette, and the non-smoker is not. So he tends to feel deprived. Get it clear in your mind before you start. It is not the non-smoker who is being deprived. It is the poor smoker who is being deprived of health, energy, money, confidence, peace of mind, courage, tranquility, freedom, self-respect. Get out of the habit of envying smokers and start seeing them as the miserable, pathetic creatures they really are. I know. I was the world's worst. That's why you're listening to this program, and the ones who cannot face up to it, who have to go on kidding themselves, are the most pathetic of all. You wouldn't envy a heroin addict. Heroin kills around 100 people a year in this country. Nicotine kills over 120,000 a year, and 2.5 million a year worldwide. It's already killed more people on this planet than all the wars of history combined. Like all drug addiction, yours won't get better. Each year, it will get worse and worse. If you don't enjoy being a smoker today, you'll enjoy it even less tomorrow. Don't envy other smokers. Pity them. Believe me, they need your pity.